Let's bring in the guy that has to answer a question right off the bat for me. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
My question right off the bat for you is, the National Weather Service says there could be a general frost on Friday morning. Do I bring my big plants in from the outside?
I don't think there's going to be a frost Friday morning.
All right.
If there was going to be a frost, it would be Saturday morning.
Okay.
Not Friday morning.
All right.
So that's my thinking. But it's all timing, as usual. I'm leaning toward the possibility of, actually, I'm going to probably put some showers in the forecast for tomorrow and some periods of rain tomorrow night. So if it rains tomorrow night, there's no way it's dropping to the low 30s.
Okay.
And, and you're not going to have a clear sky. So I'm going to say a slightly better chance by Saturday morning. So today will just be cloudy and very warm, humid, mid and upper 70s with showers. The showers will end tonight 50, and then we'll have variable cloud cover with a chance of showers again on Thursday in the low 60s. Friday, probably starting with a little bit of early rain, then partly cloudy with a cool wind in the mid 60s. Sunny Saturday, 60 to 65. Cloudy Sunday, another chance of rain coming in during the afternoon with highs in the 60s. So very, very changeable weather.
A lot different than what we've been going through.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. So very, very different weather. And tropics quiet. So right now we don't have to worry about the tropics, which is a good thing. And that is really it. I haven't seen, big snowstorm that was out in the Rockies. There's still some leftover snow showers with that. So we don't have to worry about any of that. And I don't really see anything tremendous on the weather map as far as, big storms or huge new cold waves or anything like that. So sit back, relax, enjoy that. We will, what am I doing today? Yesterday I went for my eye exam. Everything was fine. Today I have to go to a cardiologist for a consultation. The doctor who checked me for sleep apnea says that it would be a good idea to see a cardiologist just to make sure that there's nothing wrong with my heart. So upon her wishes, I will go to see this cardiologist today, and then tomorrow bring little Shirley to the vet for her annual checkup and injections.
All right.
How's that?
All right. Well, it sounds like you got a busy setup here.
It's a busy week, yeah. There's a lot going on. And then, up to the lake Saturday, and I have that funeral mass to go to, which is the lady who watched Shirley when I was on the cruise. Her sister passed away. Believe it or not, the week we got back, you wonder sometimes how God works in strange ways.
Yeah.
Had that happened when she was with Shirley, there would have been a problem because she really had to leave to go down there when her sister was sick. And that all happened the week after we got back. But it's her older sister, so we have to go down there to the mass. When we come back in the afternoon, I will begin trying to take down stuff and close up. Then we do some shooting Sunday. Filming, that is, folks. Come home Sunday night. Then next weekend, Columbus Day weekend, we have to shoot more of the movie because of not being able to do it this Saturday. So I'll do that. And then hopefully get out the old tops, close up the porch, and say adios, amigos.
You don't celebrate Columbus Day?
Well, we're up there.
You should celebrate it, though. It's your heritage.
Well, it's like we do. I'll get in the rowboat and go up and down the lake. How's that?
Name the rowboat Santa Maria.
Santa Maria, right.
Well, what is it? The Pinto?
Pinto.
Pinto.
The Pinto. Isn't that funny? The Pinto, the Santa Maria. What was the other one?
Oh, gosh. We should know.
See, I had to start that. Now I have to look it up. See, it's got me doing work. I can't believe we don't know that. Three boats, Columbus.
We should know that.
We should really know that.
Santa Maria or something like that?
The Pinto, we said that.
Yeah.
So they were the Nina.
Nina, yeah.
The Pinta and the Santa Maria.
But, well, I got Brian Waltman let us know, and David Barger let us know.
See?
And another person emailed in. It's Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria.
There you go.
There we go.
Well, me, you and I just drew a blank.
We should.
We do that more often these days.
You learn that in grammar school for God.
Yeah, really.
Well, we used to, not anymore. Because there's no such thing as Columbus Day anymore.
Yeah, what happened?
It's Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm not making fun of it, but it's just Indigenous Peoples Day is what a lot of places celebrate. So.
You know, my eye doctor told me yesterday, which I thought was interesting. I'll pass this on to our listeners, by the way. He said, even though everything checks out so well, he said he recommends that I buy a pair of eyeglasses 1.0 and I leave them in my car. And when I drive at night, put the glasses on.
Don't.
He said, even though you have good eyesight, Pat, he says, put the glasses on, he said, because you can never tell when a deer will jump out, he said, or if your eyes are tired when you're driving at night. He said, and I know you drive back and forth from the lake and also Long Island. He said, I want you to keep those in the car. He says, and I want you to drive, put them on only at night when you're driving. So
don't pass that on. Don't do it. Don't do it. The minute you start wearing them, you'll have to wear them to read phone books and everything. I'm telling you, don't. Do it. If you can read a phone book right now without glasses, don't put those glasses on. I'm telling you, you'll start going down the slope. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, well, I could tell you right now that I can't read a phone book without magnifying glasses.
All right, then get the glasses.
Yeah, I can't. I'm like you. Right now I'm looking at the computer. I have the glasses on.
All right, then get the glasses.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I guess that's why you recommended it. Okay. So there we go. Hold on.
All right, Pat. Have a great day, and we'll sail off into the sunset, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you on the Pinta.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio, on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and